Upon arriving at Rishyamukha Mountain, Hanuman first went to Sugriva, informing him of Ram's friendly intentions. Satisfied, Sugriva took the form of a mendicant and went out to meet Ram and Lakshman. And as he approached, Sugriva extended his hand as an offering of friendship. With great pleasure, Ram extended his own hand in return, and then feelingly embraced the monkey chief, Sugriva. Afterwards, in order to formally unite the two friends, Hanuman lit a sacred fire between Ram and Sugriva. After ceremoniously circumambulating the fire, Ram and Sugriva looked upon each other in a spirit of firm friendship. Sugriva then said, "My dear Ram, from this day forward, your happiness shall be my happiness, and your sorrow shall be my sorrow, and vice versa." Sugriva then placed a flower-laden branch on the ground for Ram to sit upon, and Hanuman did the same for Lakshman. After everyone was seated, Sugriva explained, "My dear Ram, I pass my life in constant anxiety only because of my brother Vali. After Vali forcibly took my wife and kingdom, I took shelter within the forest. However, I am haunted by the fear that my elder brother may come here and attack me at any time. So I do not know a moment of peace." Ram gently smiled and thus replied, "Service is the real fruit of friendship. Therefore, it is my duty to dispose of Vali and assist you in regaining your kingdom and wife." Sugriva then said, "Hanuman has told me about your exile and the kidnapping of your wife. So as a friend, it is my vow to help you recover her, whether she is in heaven, on earth, or in the nether regions. O Ram, I am sure that I saw Sita as she was being carried away by a powerful Rakshasa, and she was crying out, 'Ram! Ram!' Indeed, she saw me seated atop this hill with my associates, and so she threw down her upper garment and some jewels, which we later collected." Ram was indeed eager to see these articles and asked Sugriva to retrieve them. Sugriva then went to the cave where he stored them and brought them out for Ram to examine. Immediately recognizing the cloth and ornaments, Ram cried out, "Oh, my darling, my dearly beloved!" As tears fell from his lotus eyes, Ram began wailing pitifully and then lost consciousness. After coming to his senses, Ram spoke, "O Lakshman, these articles were indeed worn by Sita. Do you not recognize them?" "My dear brother, I have never looked at Sita above her ankles, and so I cannot say whether the cloth is hers or not. I do, however, recognize the ankle bells, because I used to bow to her lotus feet every morning." Ram then inquired about Ravana, and Sugriva replied, "Unfortunately, I have not heard of Ravana. However, you may rest assured that I will surely help you find that Rakshasa. O Ram, you should not lament excessively for the loss of your dear wife. A person can never become happy simply by grieving. Indeed, such sorrow actually diminishes one's strength and puts one's life in danger. Although I am a foolish monkey and am in a similar situation, I do not lament as much as you do." Hearing the words of Sugriva, Ram became a little pacified. He then embraced Zugriva again, and the two of them sat together comfortably. When Zugriva brought up the topic of his fear of Bali, Ram said, "O Zugriva, rest assured that I will kill Bali this very day. But first, however, I would like to know how such enmity developed between you two brothers. O Ram, it is only unto a true friend that one can give full vent to his grief. As it so happened, when my father died, Vali, being the elder prince, became the king of Kishkindya, and I engaged in his service. Before this, Mayavi, the son of Mayadhanava, had established an enmity with Vali because of a woman. Afterwards, one night, as everyone lay sleeping, Mayavi came to Kishkindya, challenging Vali to fight. Although his wives and I tried to restrain him, the enraged Vali rushed out of the palace to meet the aggressor. I followed my brother, and when the demon Mayavi saw us, he became frightened and ran away. We then gave chase, but Mayavi entered a deep, dark cave which was covered over by thick weeds. Vali ordered me to guard the entrance while he went into the cave to fight the demon. And thereafter, an entire year passed, and although I remained there guarding the entrance, I saw no sign of my brother. Suddenly, I observed blood mixed with foam oozing out from the cave, and I could hear the noise of many demons, but I could not hear my brother's voice. And so I concluded that Vali must have been slain. I then blocked the entrance to the cave with a huge boulder and offered water for the benefit of my departed brother's soul. And when I returned to Kishkindya, the ministers installed me upon the royal throne, and I began ruling the kingdom righteously. And so it came to pass that after some time, and much to the surprise of everyone, Vali returned to Kishkindya, having slain the demon. When my brother saw me seated upon the royal throne, he became enraged and immediately arrested the ministers, throwing them in chains. I could have fought with my brother, but out of respect, I bowed down to him, placing the royal crown at his feet, hoping he would become pacified. However, Vali remained angry and continued to severely abuse me. Then, calling together the leading citizens, Vali announced to everyone, "Hear me! I entered the bowels of the earth just to kill the demon Mayavi, and it was only after searching for him for one full year that I was able to find him. And so after I killed that demon and all his relatives, the blood from their bodies flowed, practically filling up the cave and making it very difficult for me to get out. And when I finally reached the mouth of the cave, I discovered it was blocked by a huge boulder. I called out for my brother Zugriva again and again, but received no answer. Finally, I kicked out the boulder, freeing myself, and thus returned to Kishkindya. But much to my surprise, I see Zugriva sitting upon the royal throne. I could then understand that his intention was to shut me up within the cave in order to gain control over the kingdom. And so, dear Ram, thereafter Vali took away all my possessions, including my wife, and banished me from Kishkindya, leaving me only with a single cloth. And since that time, I have been residing upon this mountain along with my closest of friends. Oh, my dear Sugriva, rest assured that I will kill Vali so that you can recover your wife and kingdom.